right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line again, President and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, none other than Mr. Max Richmond, is with us. Who do we have on the line, Evan?
We've got Mark from the SAC joining us.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Doing okay, brother. One of the things I see now is I see all these commercials for, you know, where's my money, you know, encouraging people to sign up for these various Medigap programs that are probably not of any really good use at all. And how do you actually choose? You know, I'm a couple years away from having to choose that kind of thing, but I mean, it's just disgusting. And it can't be said enough is that one of the people in the Senate that is probably blocking some of this stuff, some of the reforms for this stuff, is a guy responsible for one of the biggest, at the time was the biggest Medicare, Medicaid fraud in history, and had to take the Fifth Amendment how many times when he was testifying before Congress, Mr. Rick Scott of the state of Florida, that this stuff has to be combated. And it just is, you know, that our Senate needs to step, our government needs to step up and actually reform this stuff, because they got all these grifters and hucksters out there now peddling this stuff. And I see multiple commercials from multiple different kinds of businesses, and to think that somebody like Rick Scott, who was a fraudster, pure and simple, he allowed his company commit fraud and got away with it, and how he managed to slip the noose there, figuratively, is beyond me. But that's my contribution today.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much
for
the call. Max, is this a Democrat or Republican issue, or are both parties guilty?
Well, first of all, the caller mentioned Rick Scott, who was at the time that the caller is talking about was the governor of Florida. He's now a United States senator. He's now the chairman of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee. His cause is to elect more Republicans to the U.S. Senate and to give them control over the U.S. Senate. The Democrats in the House of Representatives passed as good a bill on holding down prescription drug costs as they could get out of the House of Representatives. What is going to happen now is the U.S. Senate is going to take up that legislation. I'm afraid it's going to, the drug industry is going to pull out all the stops. It's not the legislation we wanted, but it's a beginning. But the drug industry is going to try to weaken what the House of Representatives, controlled by Democrats, has been able to pass through the House of Representatives. And so we're looking at a situation where an imperfect bill that came over from the House to the Senate could very possibly be made even worse. The root of all of this problem, I think, with cost of prescription drugs, when Medicare added a drug benefit to the program not that long ago, it was 2003. Before that, Medicare didn't cover prescription drugs. They added prescription drugs, which was a good thing. We fought hard for that, to add that benefit to the Medicare program. But at the last minute, and I was in the gallery of the House of Representatives till about 2 in the morning. I went home for a few hours. Around 5 in the morning, a deal was made between the controlling party, Republicans, at that time, and the pharmaceutical industry, that specifically prohibits, under this law, the government from negotiating with the pharmaceutical companies to get the best price for prescription drugs. This is outrageous. It makes no sense. You've got an entity representing tens of millions of Medicare beneficiaries, and they're prohibited by law from getting the best price. So that deal was hatched at 5 or 6 in the morning. We've been trying to overturn that, to change that, to give the government the authority, not just give it, mandate the government to negotiate the best price for prescription drugs with the pharmaceutical companies. been trying to do that since 2003. The best we could get out of the House was a beginning of that ability to negotiate on a very limited number of drugs, which does not include the drug that we're talking about this evening. So the pharmaceutical industry has been very successful in lining their pockets. And, you know, their argument is, well, if you hold down the cost of prescription drugs, you will make it impossible for us to earn enough money to spend that money on research and bring life-saving drugs to consumers. That's a bunch of baloney. Most of the money out of these profits, that these huge profits made by the pharmaceutical companies, are spent on salaries, on all those ads. The caller talked about watching all these ads. You cannot watch television here in the D.C. area for more than 5 minutes without being bombarded by ads for pharmaceuticals. And on top of all that, the basic research for all these life-saving drugs is paid for by the federal government, by the National Institute of Health, by other parts of the federal government. So I'm hoping that, as outrageous as this issue is that I'm talking about this evening with you, with this new Alzheimer's drug and the impact on the Medicare Part B premium, as outrageous as it is, it may finally shed some light on the need to strengthen, not weaken, the ability of the government to hold down the cost of prescription drugs.
Hey, Max, want to thank you very much, as always, for chiming in and keeping us abreast of all the latest shenanigans that are going on, you know, and we appreciate it. We got to run. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.